I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Congratulations, dear listeners. We've passed the politics part of the show, at least for a while, onto the fun. Scientists believe that they may have unraveled one of the last mysteries of hearing. And you're going to want to hear this, of course. How the ear converts sound waves from the air into electrical impulses in the nerves. Ira Flatow knows about such things. He's the host of Science Friday. He's also a regular contributor to Day to Day. He explained the new sound wave theory to our friend Noah Adams.
Ira, just think. You're in New York. I'm in Los Angeles. Our listeners are all around the world. All of it is electricity. That is, do I have this right, converted into real waves of sound, like from the radio speaker, into your ear, and then back to electricity?
That's right. And the exact mechanism, we know how it happens in the radio. We don't know how it happens exactly in our ear and in our brain to convert those sound waves back into electricity. And this is what's incredibly interesting about the research being published in the journal Nature, is that scientists think they have now, for the first time, found that exact mechanism. And it occurs in the hair cells inside, these tiny hair cells that reside inside our cochlea, inside our ear. The hair cells take this mechanical vibration and turn it into electricity, which then we can stimulate our brain.
Well, let me try a crude analogy here. Would it be like the needle on a phonograph record, like the old 78, which would vibrate in the grooves of the record, pick up those grooves,
and then
change it to electricity?
Very good. It's a good analogy, because what's happened in the ear is that the scientists believe they have actually discovered what you might call the needle in the grooves of the record player, and it bends and it sways with the music inside the ear, but it also amplifies and converts the sound, and that needle turns out to be a protein, a molecule called TRPA1 that's right on the tip of these sensory cells inside the ear.
And have they figured out how that works?
They did, and it's quite an elegant bit of natural engineering. Now, here's how it happens. The protein works by forming a channel, like a donut hole, in the cell membrane of the hair cells, and this hole is normally closed. But when sound comes by and sort of tickles the hair cells, the trapdoor pops open and inflows these electrical charges, and they create the electrical signal. And this signal is carried by the nerves in the ear to the brain. And so the exact mechanism for changing mechanical motion, as in sound, into electrical nerve impulses has been discovered. And some scientists say they have been looking for this protein for decades.
Now, this would be of more than academic interest to 28 million people, I understand, in the U.S. alone with hearing loss. Would it be a first step to finding a cure, some sort of cure for deafness?
Of course, like most basic research, Noah, this is really too early to tell where it may be headed. But we do know that the hair cells are damaged by loud noises or by old age, and that leads to hearing loss. And perhaps understanding these hair cells better might lead to repairing damaged hearing. And because all proteins, just like these donut proteins in these tiny hair cells, all proteins are coded by genes, the most obvious solution to treat inherited deafness may be gene therapy.
Sounds good, Ira. Ira Flatow is a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Day to Day's Noah Adams talking with the host of Science Friday.